Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be exploring
Oh, cool.
Transity Focus,
Okay.
which is a Dutch consultancy, and they specialize in something we all experience, like transitions,
Right.
those periods of change.
Yeah.
You know, that can shake things up a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's got me intrigued is they combine expertise in transitions with a deep understanding of human behavior.
Interesting.
So for this deep dive,
Okay.
we've got their website and a whole stack of testimonials from
Yeah.
people who've worked with them.
It's a fascinating combination.
Yeah.
You know, most organizations focus solely on like the technical side of transitions,
Huh?
logistics, the policies, the systems.
Right.
But transit focus seems to recognize that the human element is just as crucial,
Yeah.
if not more so.
Well, right off the bat,
Yeah.
their tagline is, "We understand transitions and deep people."
Huh.
It's almost like they're saying, hey, we get that change can be messy, and we're here to help you navigate that mess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Transitions can be unsettling, even disruptive
Yeah.
for individuals and groups.
Right.
And that's where I think understanding human behavior comes in.
Yeah.
How people react to change, their fears, their motivations, all of that plays a huge role in whether a transition succeeds or fails.
And their website dives right into that,
Okay.
highlighting how people react totally differently to change.
Yeah.
We can see that reflected in the testimonials too, right?
Yeah.
We've got quotes from individuals, businesses, even government entities.
Yeah, it really speaks to their wide reach and impact.
Yeah.
Clearly, working with a diverse range of clients,
Yeah.
facing all sorts of transitions from like personal growth to organizational restructuring
Yeah.
to societal shifts.
Okay, so let's get into some of these testimonials
Okay.
because they're pretty colorful.
Right.
One person who took one of their master classes said it was the first time they had ever seen anyone link micropsychological characters to metascale societal transitions.
Wow.
They were mind blown.
What's so fascinating about that quote
Yeah.
is the connection they're making between individual psychology and these larger societal changes.
Yeah.
It suggests that transity focus isn't just about helping people cope with change, but about understanding the deeper forces at play.
And there's this other one.
Okay.
A manager at a housing corporation
Okay.
described the masterclass as a great immersion
Oh, wow.
into their world, praising their deep passion and solid research.
That sense of immersion is interesting.
Yeah.
It suggests that transitive focus isn't just delivering information.
Yeah.
They're creating an experience,
Yeah.
a space for exploration and discovery.
Speaking of space, one testimonial that really jumped out at me was from a Dutch politician
Okay.
who said they felt safe at Transitive Focus. Now, I don't know about you,
Yeah.
but politicians and safe spaces aren't two concepts I usually put together.
It's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
And it goes back to their emphasis on understanding human needs. Even someone in a high profile, often adversarial position, like a politician, needs to feel safe, heard, and respected in order to engage in meaningful dialogue.
And when I went back to their website,
Yeah.
it all clicked.
Okay.
They talk a lot about creating those safe spaces for dialogue, fostering open communication, and building trust. They clearly walk the walk, not just talk the
It
talk.
makes you wonder,
Yeah.
what are they doing differently? How are they creating these environments where
Right.
people feel comfortable opening up and sharing their perspectives,
Yeah.
even when those perspectives might be challenging or controversial?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us to one of the most intriguing aspects of their approach,
Okay.
the AEM cube.
Okay.
This is a mathematical model they use to help understand human behavior during transitions. I'll admit, I was skeptical at first.
Okay.
How can a math equation explain something as complex as human emotion
Right.
and reaction to change?
It's not about predicting individual behavior with absolute certainty,
Okay.
but rather providing a framework for understanding different response patterns.
Okay.
It's like a lens that helps you see the dynamics at play during transitions more clearly.
So tell me more about this AEM cube.
Sure.
How does it work? What are these response patterns you were talking about?
So the AEM cube categorizes individuals based on their primary approach to change,
Okay.
active, exploring, or maintaining.
Okay.
This gives us a starting point for understanding how different people might experience and navigate a transition.
Okay, so actives are probably the ones who jump right in, ready to shake things up.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They tend to be energetic, enthusiastic about change, and eager to take initiative.
Okay.
Explorers, on the other hand, are more cautious and analytical.
Uh-huh.
They want to understand the why and the how of the transition before fully committing.
Okay.
They gather information, weigh the options,
right,
and ask a lot of questions.
Got it.
And then you have the maintainers,
yeah,
who value stability and tradition. They prefer a more gradual approach to change,
mm-hmm,
and might resist what they perceive as disruptive or unfamiliar.
It's starting to make sense. Just thinking about my own team, I can already see these different types.
Yeah.
We have some real go-getters, a few who love to research and analyze everything,
yeah,
and then those who prefer a more steady, predictable pace.
Exactly. And the beauty of the AEM Cube is that it's not about judging or labeling people.
Oh, yeah.
It's about understanding these natural tendencies,
uh-huh,
and using that knowledge to communicate more effectively, build stronger teams, and navigate transitions more smoothly.
It sounds like this could be incredibly useful, not just for organizations going through major changes, but also for individuals facing personal transitions.
Oh, absolutely.
Like changing careers or moving to a new city.
Yeah. Understanding your own AEM type can give you valuable insights into how you naturally approach change,
mm-hmm,
what your strengths are, and what potential challenges you might face. And by recognizing those same tendencies in others, you can build more empathy and understanding in your relationships.
You know what I'm finding really intriguing about Transity Focus is how they're able to bridge the gap between the technical and the human aspects of transitions.
Yeah.
It's not just about changing systems and processes.
Right.
It's about understanding and supporting the people going through those changes.
It's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
That acknowledges the complexity of transitions,
mm-hmm,
and recognizes that success depends on addressing both the practical and emotional aspects of change.
And speaking of emotions,
yeah,
one thing that struck me as quite optimistic on their website is the belief that transitions don't need to involve dramatic damage.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think,
yeah,
it's possible to go through major changes without significant negative consequences?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it gets to the heart of what Transity Focus is trying to achieve.
Yeah.
While they acknowledge that change can be difficult and disruptive,
mm-hmm,
they believe that by focusing on the human element, fostering open communication, and creating safe spaces for dialogue,
yeah,
we can mitigate those negative impacts.
Yeah.
And even find opportunities for growth and positive transformation.
It's a refreshing perspective,
yeah,
especially in a world that often feels obsessed with speed and efficiency.
Yeah.
Sometimes at the expense of people's well-being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Transity Focus reminds us that transitions are ultimately about people.
Yeah.
And that by prioritizing human needs, we can create change that is not only effective, but also sustainable and beneficial in the long run.
This deep dive is already giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah.
It's making me realize that I often focus on the logistics of change without really considering the human impact.
Right.
I'm curious to learn more about their specific methods for creating those safe spaces for dialogue and facilitating consensus building.
Okay.
Especially when dealing with complex or controversial issues.
That's a fantastic point.
Yeah.
And it's something we'll definitely explore further. But before we delve into their methods,
yeah,
let's take a closer look at some of the key principles underlying their approach.
Yeah.
One that stood out to me is their emphasis on HR for transitions.
Okay, so we know what HR typically does.
Right.
But HR for transitions sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, it's about recognizing that people aren't just cogs in a machine.
Uh-huh.
They're the heart of any transition. They're the heart of any transition.
Okay, so instead of just focusing on policies and procedures, we should be thinking about how to support and empower the people who are actually going through the change.
Exactly. It's about understanding their needs, their fear, their aspirations, and creating a process that allows them to participate actively in shaping the transition.
That makes a lot of sense. Because if people feel like they're just being told what to do, they're more likely to resist, right? But if they're involved in the process, if they feel like their voices are being heard, they're more likely to buy in and contribute to a successful outcome.
Precisely. And that brings us back to their methods for creating those safe spaces for dialogue and facilitating consensus building. Remember that testimonial from the mayor who hired them after a particularly contentious community meeting about intensive livestock farming?
Oh, yeah. The one who praised them for helping people talk to each other again and for speaking to our humanity.
That's a powerful example of their ability to facilitate dialogue, even in situations where emotions are running high and perspectives are deeply divided.
So how do they do it? What's their secret sauce?
Well, there's no magic formula, but from the testimonials and the information on their website, we can glean some key insights into their approach. One element that seems to be crucial is their use of visual models and frameworks. We've already talked about the AEM cube, but they also seem to employ other tools that help people visualize the transition process, identify potential challenges, and explore different solutions.
It's like giving people a shared language and a common understanding of the terrain they're navigating.
Exactly. And by making the process more transparent and tangible, they reduce anxiety and foster a sense of shared ownership.
Okay, so visuals are important. What else?
Another key ingredient seems to be their skill in facilitation. Several testimonials mentioned how transity focus creates a space where everyone feels comfortable sharing their perspectives, even if those perspectives are different or challenging.
I remember that quote from the Rikswaterstaat managers about how the training was given by two facilitators with entirely different characters, preferences, and profiles, and that the result was surprising, enthusiastic, and very educational. It sounds like they intentionally choose facilitators with complementary strengths to create a more dynamic and inclusive learning environment.
That's a really interesting point. It suggests that they understand the importance of diversity, not just in terms of the people they work with, but also in terms of the approaches and perspectives they bring to the table.
So it's not just about having a safe space. It's about having the right people in the room to guide the conversation and ensure that everyone feels heard and respected. What else can you tell me about their facilitation techniques? Do they have any specific methods or processes they use?
They do. One technique that several testimonials mentioned is storytelling. It seems like they help people understand the story behind the change, which suggests they use narratives to connect with people on an emotional level and create a shared sense of purpose.
Stories are powerful. They can help us make sense of complex information, connect with others on a deeper level, and inspire us to take action. It's much more engaging than just presenting a bunch of dry facts and figures.
Exactly. And by weaving together data, insights, and personal experiences, they create a compelling narrative that engages people's hearts and minds.
This is making me think about how we often approach transitions in a very linear, logical way. We focus on the steps, the timelines, the deliverables, but we forget that there's an emotional journey involved, a story that needs to be told and understood.
That's such a valuable insight. And it's something that transity focus seems to understand intuitively. They recognize that transitions are not just about changing systems and processes. They're about changing hearts and minds.
And that's where storytelling can play such a crucial role. It helps people connect with the why behind the change, to see the bigger picture, and to feel like they're part of something meaningful.
And by sharing their own stories, people can connect with each other on a deeper level, build empathy, and find common ground even amidst disagreement.
I'm really impressed with how Transity Focus is able to bring all of these elements together. The focus on human needs, the safe spaces for dialogue, the visual tools, this skilled facilitation, the power of storytelling. It's a really holistic and nuanced approach.
It is. And it's clear that they're not just going through the motions. They're genuinely passionate about helping people navigate transitions successfully.
It's contagious, their enthusiasm. It's making me want to rethink my own approach to change, both personally and professionally. I'm starting to realize that I could be doing a lot more to create those safe spaces for dialogue, to really listen to people's concerns, and to find ways to empower them to participate in the process.
It's a journey we're all on, right?
Yeah.
And Transity Focus is providing valuable guidance and inspiration along the way.
You know, one of the things that really stands out to me is their willingness to tackle tough issues head on. There's that quote from a city council member who praised their Tilburger Tafel project for being a clever piece of resident participation in the city's energy transition plan.
That's a great example of how they're applying their expertise to real-world challenges at the community level. Energy transition is a complex and often contentious issue, but they found a way to engage residents in a meaningful and productive dialogue.
It's inspiring to see an organization that's not afraid to dive into the messy realities of societal transitions. They seem to understand that true change requires more than just technical solutions. It requires empathy, understanding, and a commitment to dialogue.
Absolutely. Their work is a testament to the power of human connection and the possibility of finding common ground, even amidst complex and challenging circumstances.
It makes me wonder how their approach could be applied to even larger scale transitions, like those related to climate change or global inequality. Could we create those safe spaces for dialogue and foster collaboration on a global level?
That's a really thought-provoking question, and it's something we can explore further. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's come back to the individual level for a moment.
Okay, back down to earth. What's next?
We've talked a lot about Transity Focus's approach, but we haven't really addressed the question of what this all means for you, the listener. How can you apply these insights to your own life, your own transitions?
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the theory and the big picture ideas, but ultimately, this is all about how we can navigate change more effectively in our own lives.
Exactly. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about how you can use these insights to become a more resilient and adaptable individual, whether you're facing a major life change or simply trying to navigate the everyday ups and downs of life in a constantly changing world.
So how can we as individuals become more resilient and adaptable in the face of change? We've been diving deep into Transity Focus's approach, and it seems like they have some valuable insights to offer.
Absolutely. One of the most important takeaways is the idea of understanding your own response to change. Remember the AEM cube we discussed earlier? Identifying whether you lean towards being active, exploring, or maintaining can give you a huge advantage in navigating transitions.
It's like having a user manual for yourself. Once you know your tendencies, you can anticipate your own reactions to change and develop strategies to manage them effectively.
Exactly. For example, if you know you're an active type, you might need to find ways to channel your energy constructively during a transition. Instead of rushing into things, you could focus on gathering information, building support, and creating a clear plan of action.
And if you're more of an explorer, you might benefit from giving yourself time to process information, ask questions, and weigh your options before making any big decisions.
Right. And maintainers might need to focus on finding ways to maintain a sense of stability and routine during times of change. This could involve creating a familiar structure for yourself, connecting with supportive people, or seeking out opportunities to express your concerns and have your voice heard.
It's all about self-awareness and playing to your strength. But it's not just about understanding yourself, right? It's also about recognizing these different response patterns in others.
Absolutely. When you understand how different people approach change, you can communicate more effectively, build stronger relationships, and navigate conflict more constructively.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for human behavior. You can anticipate how someone might react to a particular change and adjust your communication style accordingly.
Exactly. And by recognizing that everyone is coming to a transition with their own unique set of experiences, perspectives, and needs, you can create a more empathetic and supportive environment.
This all ties back to Transity Focus's emphasis on creating safe spaces for dialogue. It's not just about having a physical space where people feel comfortable expressing themselves. It's about fostering a culture of respect, understanding, and open communication.
And it's something we can all cultivate, whether we're leading a team, navigating a personal change, or simply interacting with others in our daily lives. It starts with being mindful of our own communication style, being open to different perspectives, and creating opportunities for genuine dialogue.
I love this idea of shifting our mindset from seeing transitions as something to be endured to seeing them as opportunities for growth and transformation. It's a more empowering perspective, isn't it?
It is. And it aligns with Transity Focus's belief the transitions don't have to involve dramatic damage. By embracing the human element, by focusing on connection and collaboration, we can create change that is not only successful, but also beneficial and even inspiring.
This deep dive has given me so much to think about. It's like I've been given a new set of tools to navigate the inevitable changes that life throws my way. I'm feeling more confident, more resilient, and more excited about the possibilities that lie ahead.
That's fantastic to hear. Remember, transitions are a natural part of life. They can be challenging, but they can also be incredibly rewarding. By embracing the principles we've discussed today, self-awareness, empathy, open communication, and a focus on the human element, you can navigate transitions with greater ease, purpose, and even joy.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Transity Focus. We hope you found it as insightful and inspiring as we did.
Remember, change is inevitable, but how we navigate it is up to us. By understanding the human element, we can transform transitions from daunting challenges into opportunities for growth, connection, and positive transformation.
We'll catch you next time on another Deep Dive.